for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
My name is Bishop Patrick Lynch. I'm an auxiliary bishop of Southwark, but also I am chairman of the Office for Migration Policy for the Conference of Bishops for England and Wales. And in that capacity, one of the challenges that I regularly face is how does the church respond to, accompany, and be there for people who've come from other countries, whether it's as students, whether it's people seeking asylum, or whether it's people come just to work. And I always think that at this time of the year, as we come close to Christmas, one of the places that we as Christians can get great inspiration from is the story of Mary and Joseph and Jesus, the Holy Family. Because if you remember, very soon after the birth of Jesus, the Holy Family had to fly to Egypt. And the flight to Egypt in those days would have been a very grueling and difficult journey. They were fleeing for their lives because Herod had sent out an order that all young children, male young children of a certain age, should be killed. And so the very story that we celebrate at Christmas throws up this challenge of how do we reflect and how do we respond to people who go through that same experience of leaving home and leaving with very little and finding a new home and trying to make a new start. Well, it seems to me that that's exactly the task and the mission of the church. Just in recent days, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has invited us to reflect on two themes, especially in his new exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium. He says that we must be missionary, but we must be a community of missionary disciples. And I think that's the real challenge for the church in this present age. And he's underlined it and outlined it very well. And one of the ways we can do that is open our eyes and our ears to see and sense the pain and the situations that people experience and are living around us. It might be that they're living in a crowded room as immigrants. It might be that they're struggling with the language that everybody else speaks with. Or it might be that maybe the husband is not with the mother and child, that the husband is in another land or another place. So the first thing is to open our eyes and ears and to sense the suffering that people have. And the other then is to respond to that suffering, praying with people, empathizing with people, and giving people the advice and the guidance that they need, but especially welcoming them into a new home, a new community. And that's one of the great gifts that the church can give. Give people that new sense of belonging, that new sense of being at home, that new sense of being welcome in the parish and the place that they worship.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.